The Soul of Honor. A Yankee in Atlanta. Leo Frank had lived in Atlanta for nearly 5 years, but he still felt very much an outsider in the South. Although he was technically a Southerner, having been born in Texas, Leo's parents had moved to Brooklyn, New York, in the summer of 1884 when he was only 3 months old. Rudolph and Rachel Frank had raised Leo as most New York Jewish parents raised their children at the time. He played with friends in the Brooklyn streets, went to the seaside in the summer with his family, attended public schools, and played basketball on his high school team, which was undefeated his senior year, even in a game against the Yale University varsity team. He also read voraciously, and his imagination was so fired by the books he read that he named his small fleet of toy sailboats after the characters in James Fenimore Cooper's Leatherstocking Tales series of novels. After graduating from the Pratt Institute, Leo studied mechanical engineering at Cornell University, where he was active on the debate team and made close friends who called him Max. He had also discovered a fascination with photography and enjoyed taking landscape photos. Morris Klerman wrote that Leo was well thought of by his fellow students who loved him for his manly qualities, his warm-heartedness, and his readiness at all times to help a friend. He was the soul of honor. William Lynn Ransom recalled, "He always impressed me as a quiet, sincere, dependable, substantial and rather matter-of-fact sort of fellow, with rather emphatic convictions and an absolute loyalty to them and to sound standards of life." Leo worked as an engineer for B.F. Sturtevant Company in Hyde Park, Massachusetts, after he graduated from Cornell. He missed New York, however, and returned there to work for the National Meter Company. By this time, Rudolph Frank had been forced to retire after a railway accident, and Leo's parents and sister Marion were living on the interest from the injury settlement. In 1907, Moses Frank, Leo's uncle and a Southerner who had fought for the Confederacy in the Civil War, suggested a way Leo could help the family.